eight, and it's a lot different than a phonograph record, which I've been making because I can see you and I can talk to you, which I like a whole lot. You should have.
You're listening to the first major project conceived and executed for home video. It is called Elephant Parts, and it has competed successfully with videotapes of some of the most expensive movies ever made. It is the work of Michael Nesmith. Nesmith, you will probably recall, was the only singer, writer, musician in the Monkees.
When you have a blowout like you did with the Monkees, and you have that big input of energy there, sometimes at the end of that, when that's all over, you think, well, that was it. I mean, that was a... But that never did happen with me. What happened with me was, well, that was part of it, now I'll move on to the next part.
And eventually, Elephant Parts. Nesmith is the producer, writer, director, actor, performer in Elephant Parts. He even put up the money to pay for it.
So we did it on my nickel. I mean, it's doing the finances is a whole other thing.
I mean, there are a lot of people in the business who don't think that at this time there is really a market for original material for home video. You obviously think differently.
Well, I think that if you analyze it as saying, is there a market like exists for records where you can make a record and if you have a hit, you're immediately into a profit position, you have a whole lot of money that you make. That certainly doesn't happen in the video business. I mean, there's only about 2.7 million video cassette players in place, but I think that it's absolutely the right time to plant the garden.
Because, as Nesmith, the big record companies right now are showing very little interest in home video. For the very simple reason that they are saddled with so much overhead that it is virtually impossible for them to make any money in that market.
So it's really a perfect time for the small, entrepreneurial, artistically inclined individual to jump into this business, sow their seeds, and let it come back. I can tell you, much to my surprise, that Elephant Parts, which is my first video record, is already in a profit position, even though it cost me $500,000.
But Nesmith seems absolutely convinced that video will one day, very soon, overtake audio-only recordings. And in fact, he insists, by the end of this decade, there will be no such thing as the phonograph record as we know it. He'll have more to say about that when this interview with him continues tomorrow. This is Lou Irwin. And he's an attempt to exist. In its place will be video discs and tapes. And we will be playing them in huge home entertainment rooms, as well as in our cars. So says Michael Nesmith, the former Monkee, who now thinks of himself as a home video pioneer. We'll be talking to him right after this for Dr. Pepper. Big as a member of the Monkees in the mid-60s, seems absolutely convinced he's going to hit it even bigger in home video. He has already produced one highly successful video disc and tape called Elephant Parts. But that, he says, is only the beginning for him. Home video, he says, is the wave of the future.
I say to people, this is like the advent of the printing press. This is like the beginning of sound on silent pictures. This is like rock and roll in the early 50s. And I try to paint some kind of mind-boggling picture of a revolutionary change in thought to give some insight into the type of impact that it's had on me.
People buy that?
No, they don't buy it at all. I mean, people look at me like I'm doing precisely what I'm doing, making vast, sweeping generalizations. I have to tell you that I really believe this, but for the most part, the reaction is terribly negative.
But Nesmith thinks that the reason for that negativity is that people in the film and record industries are frightened of any new challenge. But they want to maintain the status quo.
I had a guy come to me and he says, well, you may say that the video disc will ultimately replace phonograph record if you want to, but by golly, I feel like that in the hearts of everybody, there will always be a place for that little black vinyl disc. I mean, that just patently absurd to me. Of course that may be. And I looked at the guy, and I said, well, I'll bet you, and I'll bet everything I've got, that you're wrong.
How soon?
10 years? 1990? No more phonograph record. Now, that's not to say that's the end of the music business. Please don't take it that way. That's to say that music now has pictures.
So that you can either watch and listen or listen alone.
There you have it.
People do keep telling Nesmith that he is ahead of the time, but then they told him. Or the boom in country music.
Yeah, except in this one, there's a little bit of difference. I mean, back in those days, I felt a little bit like a surfer paddling and doing an admirable job of it, having the other surfer saying, you're a little ahead of the wave, Nesmith. And now I really feel like I caught one.
For home videos, says Nesmith, is the new wave. This is Lou Rowland.
Thanks a lot, Lou, for another fine report.